Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night on Astromind 2012. We're here with Roy and Kingdom, and we're having a wonderful guest tonight. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian. We want to thank all our callers and listeners, our longtime callers and listeners, for returning back to our show tonight, and we're looking forward to a great night. And, Adrian, what could you tell us a little bit more about Kingdom?
Well, it's going to be very interesting. Kingdom's never really been on our show, but she did call me up, and we were talking a little bit about information about past lives and things, information about myself, and it was very interesting what she had to say. I won't give out too much information, but I am going to say that she's a very powerful lady, and we're welcome to have her on our show. And also, Nana is also a very wonderful lady. We were just talking about her. Do you want to share a little information about her too, Dad?
Well, what's interesting, she gave me a link to her website, and I was reading about, you know, some of her experiences when, you know, when she was younger, and she claims that she met Mother Teresa in person, and I thought, you know, that was really nice, you know, to meet. Not too many people, you know, were able to meet, you know, Mother Teresa. She was a very spiritual lady. She was able to see a lot of visions, you know, that came from God. And I feel that she was a very powerful lady. And she helped a lot of people around the world. And I just wanted to share that. And Adrian, why don't we go ahead and have Kingdom, we're going to invite her and have her tell a little bit, you know, to our listeners out there, of just a little background, you know, where the kind of work that she does. Hey, Kingdom, are you there?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me, Lily?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure that you can hear me clearly. Well, basically, I do, you know, healing, spiritual healing, prophetic healing, prophetic prayers, and able to move people into the future, move them forward. If you are stuck or whatever the case may be, I'm able to do that. Clear out your energy for you, things like that. I do not operate like everyone else. You know, I am not a, you know, so-called psychic or whatever, but, you know, but you may call me whatever you think that I am, but only I and my God knows who I am. But I basically work on God's time, for, you know, timeline, and I seek Him for answers. I get answers from Him and things like that. But I'm also good at love relationships. I'm pretty good at when it comes to match with people or getting involved or getting married. I can pretty much tell if the relationship will last or not. You know, I can pick up on that for some reason. Yeah, I'm able to discern on that. And I do have a show that is called Tsunami Production, and I also go by the name Tsunami, that they call me Tsunami, that's my celestial name. And I have it, well, I don't have a particular time that I do have it on, that I guess they have to follow my show or follow me on Twitter to find out when I'm going to be on or not, you know. And that's basically, you know, what I do. You know, I can pretty much tell.
Have you been doing this ever since you were, a child? Or, can you share with us, when you first got started in knowing that you had these abilities?
Yes. I was born like this. As far as I can remember, maybe I was only a year or 2 years old. I can remember being able to do certain things beyond my year.
Yeah.
Maybe I was 2 years old, maybe less than that, as far as I can remember. Yeah.
Now, were you able to tell this to your parents? I mean, that you were seeing where all this information was coming to you?
Yes, I was able to tell one member of my family that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's amazing. Because, not too many people can remember after a certain age and to remember, all the way back at that very young age. I could still remember my first day of kindergarten or even all the way back to, I was telling my aunt about, a time when I was back about 3 years old.
Yeah.
If there was certain things that I remember, and because she was surprised, because you were only 3 years old.
Yeah.
But I was only child, so a lot of things that I remember, were important to me, and I guess a lot of that, a lot of people forget, as they get a little bit older. Might not have been that important to them.
Yeah.
Dad, can you explain the kingdom, how I became psychic with Lita? Or explain a little bit about Lita's background?
Well, this is, we were invited to a health fair, and we were going around checking, and talking to people about, the different things, how they were able to help people, whether it be with, different kinds of herbs or even oils and stuff. And then there was a reader there, and her name was Lita.
Oh,
so
wow.
Adrian wanted to see, how good she was, so he paid her for a reading, and she told him everything that, about his life, just in a short time. And then, Adrian wanted a little longer reading, so he found out where she lived, and she lived, not too far from where we were living, and so Adrian kept going to her and getting readings. And as he did, we found out this same lady was the one who worked with our mentor that taught us hypnosis. So, this was amazing. We always wondered, where do you get this information from? And we found out it was from her. But we know that, the world is not that big. That if you start talking to people, you find out that they might know somebody that you know.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
And Adrian continued to keep going to her, and she kept showing him, her way of doing readings. And it don't take long for Adrian to catch on. Once he sees it and hears it over and over, you know, he starts learning that really fast.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Because Adrian kept asking her, would you teach me how to read? But she kept saying no. But Adrian was learning anyway because he kept going to her, you know, at least once a week, you know, for readings.
Yeah.
So
wow.
It wasn't long after that that Adrian became, you know, a very good reader and very intuitive with his
yeah.
readings.
Yeah.
She's kind of like a goddess.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
we
found out that, yeah. Go ahead, Adrian.
I was just saying that I think Lita is a goddess.
Well, didn't she tell you that, didn't you ask her that, you know, that in the past life,
yeah.
and she said that she was?
Yeah, that she was a goddess.
Yeah.
She was what in the past life? She was what?
Yeah, she was a goddess.
Okay.
I don't know what kind. I think she was an earth goddess.
Most likely.
She connects with animals.
Okay.
And that's
like
amazing, too, because did you mention about these cards that she made?
Oh, yeah, she made this deck.
What's the name of the deck?
It's called the Shaman Deck.
Mm. Okay.
And she made that deck. So, it's very powerful.
Yeah.
I could pull one for you.
Yeah.
But it has, like, stones and trees and plants and it has all kinds of different things in it.
And animals.
The coyotes. The animals.
Yeah.
And she sells them.
Yeah. Well, actually, she gave the, what was it, one of these big card companies. It was a game company that bought the rights to it, and they give her money, you know, for every deck that they sell.
Yeah.
And they're all around, you know, these different metaphysical shops.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, her and her husband were receiving royalties. That's what they call those. Yeah, royalties
yeah.
from
mm-hmm.
the cards that they were selling. And we thought that was really interesting in what she told us about that.
She's a very powerful lady.
Yes. That is amazing. Something else, yeah. And
how are we doing on callers tonight, Agent?
Well, we have one caller, or two callers, actually. Let's start with the first caller from the 480 area. You're on the air with Roy, Kingdom, and Adrian.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, and how are you tonight? And what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Shruti, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Well, and might I ask what part of Arizona that is?
Phoenix.
Oh, me and my son have both been to Sedona, Arizona before.
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful place,
yeah.
right?
That's a beautiful place, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of energy there.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's not too far
and,
away.
And how can we help you tonight?
So I wanted to find out more about my spiritual life. What is my spiritual path? And are there any past life impacts on it, or blockages? And if there are, can be removed.
Are you originally from Arizona?
No, not originally from Arizona. I was born in India.
In India.
Grew up in Chicagoland area.
Yeah, because I keep hearing like an accent there.
Yeah.
And is that where that comes from?
I've been told that it's not an Indian accent, it's an European accent, but I do not know where I've gotten that from. I've always had it.
Oh, yeah.
But I pretty much grew up since I was 10 years old in the U.S.
You know, we're going to have you talk to greet him tonight.
With whom? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
We're going to have you talk to Freedom in just 1 minute. Freedom, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And could you talk to her? I feel that, you know, there's some information that you could give her.
Hello?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Your first name is what, please?
My first name is Shruti.
Shruti?
Shruti, yeah. S-H-R-U-T-I, Shruti.
Okay. And you basically, you want to know about your life, your short stock, and also about your finances as well?
It was more on the spiritual, but yeah, whatever you can get, that's fine.
Okay, as far as your
relationship.
Yeah, I see the relationship too. Okay, I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, basically, as far as your spiritual life, I've seen that you have been seeking.
Yes.
Are you basically right now, not only you are seeking, but you are also searching. You're searching for something,
yes.
Aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And
I think there's more to it.
Right. Yeah, and I'm going to get to that. I know everything. Just hold on a second.
Okay.
Yeah. So whatever you've been seeking and searching, it seemed that all your answers has been coming basically to like a dead end.
I do not follow that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Comes to a dead end.
Yeah. Like whatever the answers that you are seeking,
mm-hmm.
they have come to a dead end. So basically, you're not really getting the answer to things.
Yeah.
You know that's
mm-hmm.
right. Okay. So
mm-hmm.
Was there from your mother's side and your family? Do you have some people that were spiritual from that side of your family, your maternal side?
Yes. There were some spiritual leaders also. And on both sides, there are spiritual leaders.
Okay. But I see this mainly it's the maternal side of your family, from your mother's side, that maternal side.
Okay.
There was someone, probably was the mother of your mother, or maybe one of her aunts that was basically a very powerful powerful woman. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So the gifts, what you have, and
mm-hmm.
the reason you have that eager inside of you to seek these answers, to develop whatever you want, or You're leaning so strongly from the spiritual side because you have inherited what that person had.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
So that's what's drawing me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is something that's been going on longer than you were even aware of.
Okay.
Okay. So as a young woman or as a young child or little girl, these
mm-hmm.
things were there, but you had no knowledge of them, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So You don't need to be going anywhere or have seeking this elsewhere or even have anyone to train you. But if you seek, if you uh-huh. seek the God that is within you,
uh-huh.
And even if you reach out to that person that went on, that passed on, they'll be uh-huh. able to. And they'll be able to help you out in awakening these things that that has been dormant inside of you. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So those gifts, some of them you need to seek them. They will come to you on your own. And since this is live radio,
mm-hmm.
and I want to put out all your private and personal thing out there, but. Okay, but what you're able to do is what you're gonna be able to communicate with the stars.
Okay, with the stars.
Stars. Mm-hmm. Also, I see you doing healing in a way that you'll be able to purge negative energy out of people. That's what I see you doing.
I will. Can you repeat that, please? I'll be able to. I heard just something, energy out of people.
Yeah, you're going to be able to purge energy, negative
okay.
energy out of people.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, they will show you how to do that. Something like an exorcism, but it's not something like that, but they have their own way. They will teach you how to do that. The angel will show you how to do that, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and also by doing that, you're gonna be working with herbs.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Herbs. Medicine.
You know how to make teas and and potions and things like that to help people with their diseases or their sicknesses and they will come and teach you how to do those things.
Okay. So the guides are going to help me. Guides are going to help me learn all of that.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see when this is going to start happening?
It will start happening when you decide to, you know, because what I told you a few minutes ago, you need to contact that person that had those gifts when they were here.
Okay.
From your maternal side. So find out the information, find out, you know, ask your family, and you probably know who it is.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a distant relative. Like on my mom's side,
mm-hmm.
it was a brother's wife or something like that. Or
yeah.
Sisters or something like that. But
yeah, example, you got
it.
Yeah, you understand
mm-hmm.
me. So just talk to them. Just talk to them and find out, you know, call them by their names and talk to them like a prayer type of thing, and then they will come to you in your dream and they'll start communicating with you.
Okay. Great.
They will start calling you. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. And as you do that, it will start coming in and start flowing in naturally. The knowledge will just come in and start flowing in naturally.
That's wonderful.
Yes. You do have part of the DNA of one of the older civilizations in this planet.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So that should not be a difficulty for you to develop these things and to become who you want to be spiritually.
It'll come automatically. Okay.
It will come
automatically. That's good. That's what I'm looking for. So have I done something like this in my previous lifetimes, or is it something new?
Well, I wouldn't say what this thing that you have right now, you already had that on the other side already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You came here on this side, from the other side, with these gifts already. You came with them here.
Okay. There was some disturbance. So you said I came from the other side learning this? There's some disturbance in the back, so I cannot hear you.
Okay. I said that you came from the other side. You came here with these gifts already. You came with them here, from the other side.
Okay. Knowing the gifts.
Okay. Yes, yeah. The break you had from your last past life to this life.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you've earned this from the other side, from the break from your last past life, understand?
Okay, yeah. So it's doing that from the past life, and now I'm going to continue with the work.
Yes, you are, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Something you did that wasn't too bad, you did a good thing in your past life. That's why you were able to have those gifts and you carry them into here this lifetime right now.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
And hopefully I'll be able to continue and be successful.
Yes,
Just
contact your ancestors. Just contact them, your ancestors. It's more than one person you're going to contact, okay? There's also a man involved. Uh-huh, there's also a man involved. You're going to contact him as well. It's part of your ancestor, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I see it's, again, from your maternal side. That's where it's very strong.
Okay, on my mom's side. Okay, that's it.
Yeah,
okay.
I see a man. He just showed up. I just seen the man right now. He just came, so it's going to be him as well. So you contact your ancestors, and you take it from there. And then once you get your spiritual life going, and mm-hmm. the gifts start coming in naturally, like I say, and just mm-hmm. be careful with your gifts. Be careful what you share, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's a way to protect yourself because there's a lot of bad people out there, a lot of negative thoughts out there. You've got to be very careful, okay?
That's true.
Yes.
Okay,
once that happens, the universe will respond to you. Once you're on the right track, the universe will respond to you. And down the line, the one that you are seeking, that you need to be with, he will come into your life. He will come to you. He will find you.
Okay. Okay, that's a feeling that also I had was the reason I haven't found somebody is because I need to focus. It gives me time to focus on the spiritual aspect and work on that.
That is correct.
So thank you for confirming that.
Okay, yeah.
That my inside felt the same thing. Okay. Thank you.
No
Anything
problem.
Else?
Yeah, you on your way. And as far as, you know, the money will come. God will bless you in return. He will turn. But when you start helping people, he will bless you in return. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Yeah. No problem. You will always be taken care of. Always.
Okay. That's good to know.
Okay.
That's all.
I see a lot of love around you, and I send you much love as well. I admire your spirit. You have a very wonderful spirit, and I know you're going to be okay. But just remember what I told you is just be careful the information that you share with other people. Some things need to be kept secret, and not everyone needs to know things, private things, you know?
Okay. So is it more like how I'm doing it, or is it just what I'm doing? What should I keep secret?
Okay. After you contact your ancestors, they're going to start coming and talking to you, revealing certain things to you.
Mm-hmm.
Some things you can share with people, but there are some things that they have to die with you.
Okay. And how would I know what to share and what not to share?
Oh, you will know, my sister. You will know.
Okay.
You
okay,
know.
Thanks.
Yeah. You will know. Just don't worry. You're gonna know. I'm pretty sure of you, okay? I don't have to worry about you. You're gonna be okay. Yeah, you're gonna know.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay,
have a
God
wonderful day.
Yeah, you too. Okay. I don't know why.
Lots of love and hugs. Thank you.
Adrian, is there anything you need to share with her before we let her go?
Well, I just wanted to mention that everything is in divine timing, and And that, like Kingdom says, she will know when the time is right and God will show it to her. Just like she, you know, God will show, just like he showed Noah, you know, when the time was right through the ark. And so we know when our ship's coming in. We know there's a time for everything, like you said, and that's why we have the seasons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like she's on God's time clock right now.
Okay, thank you. But I'm starting to get impatient, you know. I want it to happen because I've been searching for a while. So.
I just wanted to share one thing also, mm-hmm. and this is what me and Adrian found. You know, being out in the Arizona area is to go into the vortexes, you know, in Sedona, and this helps to manifest things a lot more rapidly.
Okay.
Because there's such a high vibration in those vortexes. And we found that, you know, when we would go there, we would, you know, go there and meditate, and it seemed like things moved a lot more rapidly.
Okay.
You know, whether it be, you know, money or whatever, you know. And things seem to move a lot quicker.
Okay.
A lot of it has to do with our vibration. You know, getting our vibration to that right level. You know, that's how the law of attraction works. People say the law of attraction works for some people, but not everybody. Well, the reason is because they're not at that; they're not matched with that vibration.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
true.
You need to work with that.
Yeah, and being in a positive environment that just raises your positivity.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. And I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you. Yes,
you are
so
welcome. And we'll go ahead and go to our next caller now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Let's go to the next caller. Let me mute that one. Okay, she's on mute. Let's go to the next caller from the 609 area. You're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Anna, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Anna, and again, we have a guest with us. Okay, and her name is Kingdom, and she'll be helping, you know, or whatever might be coming to her, you know, in helping you, and how can we help you tonight?
Okay, well, I'd like to know about a little bit about any relationship or... you know, whatever is coming into my life.
Okay, we're going to have Kingdom start out. Kingdom, are you there?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what are you getting? Okay.
Yeah, Anna, how are you doing today?
Pardon me?
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. I'm doing great. Yeah. I'm doing great. You are, basically, you are seeking your soulmate, someone on a permanent term basis to be with you, correct? A commitment type of friendship, a relationship?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, what I'm seeing is that I see that you had some past relationships, okay? Some of them did not work out too well, but I do not see any unleft, how do you call it? Issues, like baggages. I do not really see that from your past friendship. Okay, now, what I am seeing for you is that There is. I would say there is one little blockage, one little thing that is stopping the universe from responding to your heart desires. Okay. Mhm. Which is having this man come or having this meeting to take place and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm seeing. Where is your father?
My father's passed away.
Okay. Your dad passed away. Okay. When he was around, when he was in this reality here, your dad, how was it? Was it between the two of you? Because I'm not picking up anything from the other side from him right now.
Oh, we had a good relationship.
Okay.
Very good. I loved my dad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. This is what I want you to do, okay?
Uh-huh.
You know how, like, sometimes when we are involved in relationship with certain people, sometimes, you know, we can have, like, soul ties, they call them?
Yes.
Okay. Residue that's left from old relationship, and I'm not talking about, like I was saying, like baggages, you know, things like that, but the soul,
right.
But the soul ties can be more devastating than anything else, okay? Especially when you were bonded with that person in some type of energy level, you know, it could be sexually or things like that, you know?
Yeah.
And what happened is, you know, when a woman, okay, this is the problem, this is your problem, okay. When a woman, when they lay down with a man, the woman takes everything that the man has to give, okay. So basically, us women, we have more sensitivity than to pick up these let's just call them baggages, but there's other term for that. These negative things, the energy that we pick up from these people, and we have a tendency of carrying them around and not even realizing that, okay?
Okay.
Yes. So by that, you know, that, by having that soul tie, basically, the universe itself is looking at it as you having someone because, you know, remember, the universe look at things from spiritual point of view. Okay, so in a spiritual point of view, you're already attached to someone. Okay, so but it's something very easy that you can, you know, let it. You can take care of it. You know, when you have a soul tie, all you have to do is basically, you can call out these people's name, whoever you feel like you one way or the other. Even though you don't want anything to do with them anymore, you really couldn't care less about them, but you feel attached to them somehow, you know. All you have to do is call out that person's name or, you know, their name and just, I wouldn't say repent, but, yeah, something like that, or maybe, you know, we renounce it, whatever, you know. So-and-so, you know, it's over, I'm done with you, I'm no longer attached to you. And I released you. I released you. You no longer serve my purpose. Okay? I released you. Yeah, move forward. And, you know, something like that. So, you know, things like that. Okay? And then once you do that, then you become free. Spiritually, you become free. You know, because sometimes, you know, even this is why I always talk to people against about, you know, casual sex or just laying down with someone just for the laying down, because those things can have deadly consequences, because they can really block you in your search for your soulmate or your husband or your the one that God has created to be with you. Okay, there's a blockage, you see? So there is really nothing wrong with you. You're a beautiful person inside and out. You have a lot of things going for you, but it's just that since we send out energy frequency to let the opposite sex know, hey, I'm available, I'm ready, I'm not taken, I'm free. But but when this energy have, when these signals carry messages, which is, you know, just these messages, you know, hey, you know, Frankie's still hanging around, whatever, then that's what the other person picks up, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, by you doing that, just calling out these people's name and just breaking them off and say you no longer, you know, I no longer have any use for you, and you, I release you into the universe and whatever, and to move on, and then you're gonna start seeing a change, because when we are with someone, just calling them or texting them and saying, well, it's over, most of the time that's not enough, especially. For some people, if we are spiritually sensitive, we can really pick up on these people thing, and they're still lingering around us or with us, and that can interfere with the signal that we send out to the universe or to the opposite sex. Hey, I'm ready. I want a commitment and things like that. So basically, the kind of man that you're gonna attract, or the man, you know, that want casual sex, you know, that just want sex, or they, you know, they want to come temporarily, and, you know, they don't want nothing serious, and, yeah, okay?
Okay.
Did you pick up on that? Do you understand?
I did understand, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, does it make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It's like I have that want to date me, but I'm just not interested in anybody that I meet. So I was wondering if I was going to, you know, if anybody from my past was going to come back into my life, or if I was going to meet somebody new.
Why would you want somebody from your past to come back into your life right now?
Well, I guess because, like, it says I felt like I had a soul connection with somebody. A past life connection.
Okay, when that particular person was in your life in the past, they served that time.
Uh-huh.
They served that time with you from that time.
Okay.
It was for that time.
I see. Okay.
Yes. It was from that time, or you can also pick up from that person the reason why you felt something, a soul connection, probably was not really with that person. Maybe it was an attribute of what's to come. That was, you know, it basically was like an attribute, you know, it's like a flash. You know, that showing you something of what's to come for the new person to come into your life.
Yeah, that's... Okay, uh-huh.
Yeah. But I'm going to let Adrian talk to you a little bit more about that and Roy. But like I say, whoever was in your past, they knew they served their purpose. And they're able for that time. Mm-hmm. Their purpose is served, and it's over. And now you're moving on, and you have to move on.
Okay.
Yeah, something better is coming for you.
Good.
Adrian, what do you have to share with her right now?
Well, since I go off by the charts, I would say you need to expand your heart's desires, which means maybe not so much on a mundane level, but more on a spiritual level. And maybe connect with your twin flame more. And it feels like you've been kind of spinning in a circle, not really knowing what direction to go, kind of like what Kingdom was saying, and you're not finding that thing that will fulfill your happiness, your joy. That's kind of what
right.
I'm getting.
Right.
Like an empty
uh-huh.
vessel. That's what you feel like. Yeah.
Yeah. True.
You just feel empty. That's what I feel.
Yeah. And Anna, you know, what I wanted to add to you also, yeah, by you, you know, thinking about that person from your past, you know, that's the reason why I was talking about the soul ties, and that needs to be broken off.
I see. Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
Yeah, you need to cut the ties.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's all I have to say, Anna.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I just wanted to share something also, and this is, have you ever listened to a lady by the name of Dolores Cannon?
No, I haven't.
Okay, she's a hypnotherapist. She's been doing hypnotherapy for over 40 years. And what she says is that one of the reasons, you know, like Kingdom was saying, you know, when you have these kind of ties, you know, to people, it's important that you cut these ties, because what's going on is that you have to release yourself from that karmic wheel.
I see.
Okay. In
okay.
order for you to raise your vibration, and this is all part of the ascension.
Okay.
And that's why we're in, you know, 2013 now, is to prepare, you know, us. Not only that, but by doing this, it's going to raise your vibration so that you can meet your twin flame.
Okay.
And that the universe can bring this special, you know, whether it be a twin flame or soulmate into your life. That's why, you know, you just, you know, don't have that where you want to go out and meet somebody right away. Well,
right.
What I'm getting from that is that, you know, your intuition is telling you that you need to not be so anxious.
Okay.
And it all comes in divine timing.
I understand.
Yeah. Main thing is, you're not the only one. There's a lot of other people that are going through the same thing.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
So a lot of it is, you know, the universe is just preparing. You just have to keep meditating and letting them know, let the universe know that, you know, it's almost like you're sending in an order, you know, to the universe and saying, okay, I want this guy to be, you know, a certain height. I want him to have, you know, this certain color of hair. I want this, okay? So you're sending
right.
in your order, and now you're just waiting for the universe to send them to you.
Right, okay.
And I want to mention that just because somebody's spiritual or psychic doesn't mean that they're not going to go through the same thing that you're experiencing. And so, like Roy said, just know that you're not alone and that we're all learning from this experience of soulmates and twin flames. And that's why things haven't come together yet, because this is God's time, not our time. And we're on borrowed time right now. We're on God's clock,
right.
You know.
Most definitely. I understand. Uh-huh.
So,
well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. And we hope that we were able to help you, you know, with this information that we were able to give you.
Yes, you certainly were. I appreciate it.
Okay. So let's go ahead and go with our next caller now, Adrian.
All right. Let's go to the next caller from the... Rainbows. I don't know who this is. Rainbows. You're on
What's
the air.
Last four number? Is there a last four numbers on that?
Just says Canada.
Okay, let's see if they'll come on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, and what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Catherine, and I'm in Alberta, Canada.
Wonderful, and we're glad you were able to get on our show tonight. And how can we all help you tonight?
I guess for me, I'm kind of having a conundrum with my career, and I guess I'll ask the guest what she sees for gifts that I should be focusing on to move forward on my path.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah. Okay. You want to know about moving from the past into the future? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me okay? I may have to adjust my mic here.
Are you on Sky?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah. Now I can hear you. Okay, in order for you to move into the future, have you learned how to let go of the past? Have you learned how to do that, or you don't know yet?
I don't know if I think I am. I know I'm kind of, I guess, as far as career goes, I'm kind of afraid of moving forward. So I guess if that is a block to me making any progress.
Yeah. Every time you are afraid of something, that's a spirit, and that's the spirit of fear. That is a spirit of fear that is blocking you and working against you from moving forward. And the only way to get rid of the spirit of fear is to conquer it. Okay? So how do you conquer your spirit of fear? You just get out of the zone. Okay? Right now, what you are doing, you plan on doing something new as far as your career?
Yeah, basically, I'd be cutting, like I said, I'd be cutting ties, and then I'd be, so to speak, jumping off the cliff and waiting for the universe to, because of what I want to do. It's not just something I can, you know, go walk into a new place and say, here's my, you know, new job, and away I go. It won't work quite like that.
Right, yeah. So the first thing that you can do is recognize the spirit, which is the spirit of fear, and second of all, you're going to conquer it, and that includes, you know, when you want to move forward, a lot of time, well, most of the time, you're going to have to move forward on your own. You know, you cannot carry old baggages that includes people or things into where you want to move to. Okay. Because in order to get from point A to point C, we have to just go for it, okay? Are you afraid that you do not have the capability or you're not good enough? Is that what you're afraid of?
A little bit, and part of it is because I'd be, like I said, I'd be going from I guess, as far as finances go and going into a self-employment situation. So, I mean, I'm kind of at the whim of the of fate, so to speak, support myself.
Okay. So, basically, what you want to do is that you want to become, do you have an idea and some type of an invention you want to become self-employed? That's what you want to do?
Well, it would be in the service as a healer and doing a lot of what you guys are doing. So, but it's basically getting a name and marketing myself and all that,
right,
as well as
correct.
Practice doing it.
Yeah. So right now you're punching in the clock for someone else, but you want to become independent.
Yes.
Okay. So you want to become self-employed, like I said. Okay, so like I, that spirit of fear, it has to be conquered, okay? Because if it's the will of God, then he will provide for you. You will be taken care of if it's his will. So that's why it's so important that you have to be sure that if it's, that's what, if it's the will of the universe, is this what the Creator wants of you? Have you been called for that, to do that, that kind of work? Because a lot of time people do things and they're not even called or anointed to do that type of work. And this is why they never succeed at what they do, okay? So if you know that you know that this is what you've been called to do, you just should step out, or while you are clocking the clock for someone else, you can start doing this on a part-time basis and take it from there. You can do it gradually.
Yeah. Hello.
Mhm. I guess because of circumstances that are happening, I feel like I'm being forced.
Roy?
Are you there?
I'm here. I think we lost her.
I think we might have lost her, Adrian.
Oh. Yeah, looks like we dropped her.
Okay, let's go ahead with the next caller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it dropped. It must have been the Skype.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to the 682 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
I had to go close my book.
I think they're not listening, Adrian. We need to go to the next caller.
Okay, let's go to the 212 area.
Hi, guys. It's me.
Hi.
We got cut off last night.
Oh, okay. And how can we help you tonight?
I'm just listening tonight. Thank you.
You're just listening tonight? Adrian, do you want to go ahead with the next caller?
Okay, let's go to the 407 area.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
And what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Jamie, and I am in Connecticut.
Jamie, and we have Kingdom with us tonight, and she'll be helping us with the reading. How can we help you tonight?
Roy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my very best friends. Hey, Jamie.
Hi.
Okay. Wonderful.
I finally made it.
Hi, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there. But, you know, I have a lot going on, so
Okay. I'm going to let Adrian talk to you, okay? Yeah, Roy is one of my, like my sister. She's one of my best friends, yeah.
Wonderful. We welcome you to our show.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
And how are you, Jamie?
I'm good. You know, just have a lot going on. And, you know, just trying to keep myself, my head clear, my heart open, but it's really difficult sometimes, but I don't really know what to say or ask. I just have so much going on that I don't really know where to start. So,
you know, I just want to share something with you. I'm picking up that there's some blockages. Have you had your chakras checked at all?
No.
Because, Adrian, what's it showing on the chart for blockages in her chakras?
Let me grab my chart and pendulum.
Okay. And the reason I'm picking up on that, I could hear it in your voice.
Okay.
So I'm getting it's the throat chakra and the heart chakra that's out.
Wow. Does this have something to do with relationships?
Probably.
Okay. Do we have your permission to help get these cleared for you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, agent.
So I'm looking at the master chart saying that she has the infection virus chart and the family lineage chart that she needs working on.
Okay, it sounds like... there's some energy work that has to be done.
So the family lineage has caused the infection and virus chart. That's in her chart.
Wow.
So a lot of it's coming from your family.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
We need to go to the family first. Has there been a lot of trauma in your family?
Yeah, especially my mom's side.
Okay. Well, it is bringing up mother, it's bringing up female, so. It won't bring up mother right away. It'll just bring up female because you've already identified it. Because your soul knows what's going on. Just something that you're holding in. Okay, so it's just saying this is like an allergy. It's really not nothing that can stay with you, and it is a contract from a previous life. But it is saying that it can cause you to have a heart attack, so you need to be careful.
Okay.
Can we get this cleared, Agent?
My dad had a heart attack because
he
stressed too much with his job and his heart chakra was out. And
well, not only that, but there were some things I didn't let go about my mother.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Okay, so we know that when you hold on to things, it can affect your health.
Right.
And right now, the energy is going into your heart center, so we need to correct that. Let's go ahead and balance that for you. Okay. So right now, it's at 20%, so that is pretty low. Let's go ahead and bring the heart center back into balance. Let's take it to 80% probability. Okay, lock that in. Okay, that's balanced. Let's go ahead and see what other chakras need working on. Okay, the throat. Yeah, that one's defected too, and that one has a leak in it. A lot of energy going out, not coming in. Let's go ahead and close that. Fix the leak.
I just wanted to share, have you been having problems communicating?
Well, communicating in general.
By that, expressing, you know, your feelings, your inner thoughts, you know, what you've been, you know, to others. You know, letting people know how you feel.
Well, yeah. I think, overall, yes.
Okay, because that's normally what happens when the throat chakra has been, you know, there's been some blockages.
Okay,
go ahead, Adrian.
So
continue.
I closed that one out, and I closed the heart one out. And I'm locking it into place with certain colors that will help. So I'm going to go to the color chart here. So I've already done the healing on the chakras. I'm just going to program those colors in. Lock those in. Okay, you got green in the heart. And then you got pink in the throat, which means love. So you need to tell people that you love them more. And green in the heart would mean you're going through a healing process right now. And that's your abundance. So I'll lock that into place for you, and we'll take that up to 80%. I think your energy's ready. Let me check here. Yeah, it's ready, because you know Kingdom, and you're at that level, so we'll lock you in to that percentage. Okay, locked in. She's good to go.
Now, can you share with us if you felt any kind of energy shift just now?
Well, I feel, I guess if I could explain how I feel, it's more, I think what you were saying is more out of a fear of saying how I feel. So what I feel now is like, you know, it's okay to say how I feel and to not be afraid of expressing myself and thinking of what other people are going to say or how they're going to feel, but just, I guess, thinking more of what I need to do for myself. And if it's something that I need to say, I need to just say it and not worry so much about the effect of what I'm saying, whether it's good or bad or whatever it is. It just, that's kind of, I guess, what I'm feeling now.
That's wonderful.
More important. Yeah, more important for me to just say it or get it out.
You know, I just want to share something with you. Me and Adrian met a lady a while back, and she claimed she had a close connection with Lemuria. You know, this goes all the way back to the time of Atlantis. Anyway, she knew some of the Lemurian language. And one of the languages that she told us was, it was called Isbavo. Do you know what Isbavo means?
No.
And that means, thank you for taking your power back.
Okay.
And that's what you're feeling.
Right.
Is that you've taken your power back.
That makes sense. That makes sense to me. I've given a lot of my power away to other people. And,
right.
And I know that that's why I'm where I am right now.
Right. And how does that make you feel, knowing that you have your power back?
It feels good. I mean, I know what it felt like to give it away. And it hasn't done any good for me. It doesn't feel good. So I think it's about time.
Yeah. Main thing is we've all been there and we've all experienced it. The main thing is we have to remember who we are now.
Right.
And that's part of you. You know, you've made it this far, and you've made it this far not only because, you know, you know, God wants you here, but you have that inner power within yourself to to get back up on your feet and to move forward.
Right. I do.
Yeah.
I've heard that a lot. And I don't think I realize that most of the time. And I think it, a big part of it might be because I have given a lot of that power away.
Right. But if you look back in your lifetime, you know, how many times have you fallen and how many times have you gotten back up on your feet?
All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
it's almost like riding a bicycle. We, you know, we fall off and then we get back on and we start pedaling again.
Right.
Yeah, but Roy, you know, I'm very proud of her because she has come such a long, long, long way. You know, so I'm so proud of her of all the things she had battled with, she overcame, struggled with. I'm very proud of her.
The main thing is we welcome you back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You know, the other thing that has been very, I guess, weighing heavy on me is, I mean, I feel like I'm going through a lesson right now, and I, part of it, I believe, has to do with taking that power back, but also was just learning to love myself. And I've felt a lot of things, and it just, it was like meeting this person just kind of opened me up to that. So I'm still very confused about that relationship or whatever. I don't really know what to call it, but friendship, relationship. But the meeting of this person has really allowed me to open myself up a lot more than I ever have, and I don't really know exactly what it is. So that's something else that's been kind of, going through lately.
Adrian, now, what do you have to share with her about that?
What were you talking about? You kind of lost me a little bit.
Yeah, it's a twin flame, Adrian. She has a twin flame.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so can you kind of tell us the past that she shared with that guy, what past she had from another lifetime with that guy?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let me look in my emotional chart. Well, it says you had a very strong connection on a physical and emotional level. Looks like it was mainly just a friendship, but there was love, but something, I don't know if it was from his past that was kind of blocking him. Let's see. Yeah, it's saying it's something from his past, and it was something karmic that stopped him from moving forward with you because on some level he wasn't ready. But now he's more acknowledged and he's it's bringing up expression and responsibility. So he's taking responsibility for the things that he missed and that he fixed, and now he's ready to pursue the connection with your twin flame energy, but at that time it wasn't as strong as it is now. Does that make sense, Kingdom?
I've been really confused about this because I keep telling myself that this is just someone that was brought into my life to teach me something, that it's not supposed to be a person I'm supposed to have a relationship with. And I keep talking myself out of it, that it's not that. It's just, he's just in my life to teach me how to love myself, or I don't know, but whatever it is, I just cannot, it's like my heart will not let it go. Even though my mind wants to say this is ridiculous, this can't be something, I guess, logically, you know, I mean, which is not spiritually, but logically, this doesn't make sense to me. It goes against everything I would have ever thought love would be. So it's very confusing. And
I know you have a lot of pain in your heart. We made the corrections, but the pain won't just go away in one day. It's built up so much pain that once you release it, it'll be like a floodgate that will open up, you know. And when you're ready to release the energy or the toxic energy, it will be like emotional flood. And that's when, you know, your tears will start coming out. You'll start experiencing a lot of emotional things. And you'll find that when you do that, the friendship will grow into love instead of the vibration of him thinking it's just a friendship thing. When you're ready to love, knowing that it's okay to love, you know, that you can tell someone that you love them. And that's why I was telling you about your throat chakra and your heart are connected.
Okay.
I mean, we've identified a lot of things that are going on with your emotional body and your chakra. But on a higher note or a higher level, I think it would be good for you to meet with Elena so that she can make your connection with your flame stronger. Don't you agree, Roy?
Not only that, but I think it's going a little bit deeper. It's going into her DNA. There's some corrections and there's some blockages in her DNA. And this is what Elena, she specializes in.
Yeah, because her heart's built up.
Because, yeah.
She built up a lot of pain.
There's still some things that you're holding on to.
Uh-huh.
And part of that is, remember I told you, Adrian, that part of the pain body?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're holding on to the pain body.
Yeah, that's what the chart's saying, is you're holding on to the pain body. I just asked.
Yeah.
And
the main thing is we've identified that. Now it has to be corrected.
But it could be on a past life level,
you know,
something that I can't correct for you, but it has to be deeper.
Yeah. Not only that, but she's dealing with the twin flame energy. And that's one of the hardest energies that you'll ever have to deal with.
It's harder to correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. Dealing with a higher force.
That's why it's causing a lot of confusion for you. But me and Adrian know what confusion is. And that's now you're tapping into the unconscious mind.
Yeah.
once you tap into the unconscious mind, now you're going to a higher level of consciousness.
Mhm.
And that's why, you know, you're going through all these emotional and spiritual blockages.
I mean, is this the wrong time? Well, I don't want to say that. I just don't understand, like, why this is happening. Like,
now, the whole thing is, you can't focus on that. But focus on what are the messages. You know, where do I need to move to? What's the next step in order to move forward? You know,
okay.
Adrian, explain to her how you felt after you lost your girlfriend.
Well, it was a very emotionally painful for me, and I got the shingles after that happened because I held on a lot of things, just like Roy held on to a lot of things and in his heart, and had a heart attack, and then I got the shingles. So the energy we know has to go somewhere, and it has to express itself emotionally when we go through any kind of trauma or hurt or pain, because we're very sensitive as light workers, so we're going to pick up on it a lot faster, and it's going to hit us a lot harder. So it's like being, it's kind of like being a lightweight when you first start drinking. It's going to hit you a lot harder.
Right. I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe I know what I need to do. I mean, I've been feeling it, especially since this person has come into my life. You know, I've felt things I've never felt before, and I've kind of gone through that emotional. I mean, I would just start crying for no reason. I wouldn't even understand why. But I just feel like I've been releasing a lot of emotion, but I do feel like I know what I need to do, and
I just wanted to share something also. A while back I was listening to a guy, his name was Sean Stevenson, and what he is he's in a wheelchair. He's a paraplegic. He, you know, only has limited, you know, movement, you know, in his body. But what he says was that in order for us to express, you know, and be, you know, in happiness, and be connected, you know, to, you know, whatever relationships that we want. Number one, he says, is our health. Is you have to start focusing more on your health. Number two is your wealth. And number three is relationships. So your first priority is to not only be healthy physically or mentally, but also spiritually. And
right.
That's where your focus. In other words, you can't go from right straight into a relationship. You have to go through those steps in order to, you know, be with that special person. And what step are you on right now? Have you been focusing on your health?
No, I haven't.
So that would be your first step.
I get that feeling.
Yeah. And how can you be healthier? What would you have to do to be healthier?
Well, physically, I would have to probably exercise more and eat healthier.
Right. Breathe more fresh air, you know, go for walks.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, be more active.
Be more active. Start doing more affirmations and meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Main thing is giving your body everything that it needs.
Okay.
Like Adrian says, you know, that's where if we don't, then it's going to affect us. You know, it'll affect, you know, your kidneys, it'll affect your heart, it'll affect, you know, different parts of your body.
Right.
Because all that stress, you know, all that pain or whatever has to go somewhere.
Right.
See, so that would be this first step, you know, that you have to go through is to start focusing on your health. Are you working right now?
Yes.
And what kind of work are you doing?
I'm like a life claim examiner, for, like life insurance.
Do you enjoy doing that?
You know, at first I probably did, but it's really not something that I could see myself doing. I don't see myself working for somebody else for the rest of my life.
What would you really enjoy doing?
Well, just recently, I don't know where it came from, but I just opened my computer and I started making music. And I really can't stop thinking about doing anything other than that since I started doing it. And I really enjoy doing it. But I've always kind of liked things with music, even dance. When I was younger, I loved dancing. And I've really been feeling that a lot lately, like dancing and music.
Wonderful.
But I just know that I just don't feel like I'm supposed to be working for someone else. I just don't feel that. So I guess I'm kind of just trying to figure that out.
The reason you feel that is because you don't resonate with that kind of work. It's not for you.
Right.
What you resonate is what you truly love doing.
Yeah.
It's almost like, here's a good example. When you go somewhere on a vacation and you're having so much fun that time just seems to stand still. You know, it's almost like, you know, here you've been there for 3 days and it only seems like you've been there one day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the kind of work, that's how you should feel with the kind of work that you do.
Right.
It's something that you truly love doing. And like they say, when you love something so much that it seems like time just seems to fly by.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, these are just, food for thought, you know, some of the things to start focusing on. and it'll help you, you know, get back in alignment, you know, so that you feel more balanced, get more connected, you know, be part of Source.
Okay. Yeah.
Then you'll start feeling that vibration of your twin flame.
Okay.
And things will start moving forward for you a lot more rapidly. Right now, it's just a lot of confusion for you. A lot of it is direction. You know, going in that, making that goal, you know, moving forward.
Okay.
I just wanted to share that with you.
Okay, that helps a lot.
Yeah, that.
This gives me, you know, confirmation of some of the things that I've been feeling. So.
More than any, what I was getting, that you're looking for validation.
Possibly. I think a lot. I'm a thinker. So.
Yeah.
My mind works a little bit more than it should. So that's one of the things I need to work on a little bit, is just kind of follow
when
my
you
heart
when
a
you
bit
left
more.
Just now, was that a confirmation?
I think so. Yeah.
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 I just think a lot, and I really do need to go more with my heart than overthinking everything. So
yeah.
You know, because that's what I've been doing with this person. It's been about a year, and I think too much, that this doesn't make sense. This is so confusing. This is so, you know, and I think, and it's like, but when I put my mind at rest, my heart tells me so many different things that I would never imagine. I would feel things that I've never felt before. And so it's so hard for me to ignore it and to say, okay, this is nothing, it just doesn't make sense, but it makes perfect sense. From my heart, it makes perfect sense, but from my mind, it makes no sense. So, but I've been learning more to listen to my heart more than the thoughts and the things that I'm trying to, you know, talk myself out of. And that's one of the things that I've really been learning lately.
And that's interesting, because I just wanted to repeat a quote that Adrian heard from a psychiatrist that he had talked to, and he said, "Now you're cooking."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember that, Adrian?
Yeah, he said, "Now you're cooking."
Yeah.
You got it right. You're cooking.
Yeah. You got it right.
Okay.
Yeah. Just watch out for those cars.
I just hope that, you know, whatever information we were both able to give you, you know, it's something that helps you, and to, you know, give you, you know, the path, you know, where you need to go.
Okay. So as far as my the family issue, and I know that the really big issue, that's something that really needs to be dealt with on a different level, basically. It's not something that I can just, I guess, it's going to take a lot more work, pretty much. Is that what you...
Now, are you still living with family?
No, I'm not. I live by myself, just me and my daughter.
So I'm getting that a lot of that has a lot to do with the past, then. Mm-hmm. And what my guides are saying is that you need to start focusing more on the now.
On the present.
Okay. On the present.
Okay.
Because whatever happened 5 minutes ago is in the past.
Okay.
And you have to be more of the present, you know, being more of the now. Once you are, then now you're in alignment, you know, where you need
to
be.
You know what my guides are telling me? They keep saying that you need to accept it and let it go.
Right.
You're holding on to too much toxin energy.
Right.
You just need to learn to accept and let go.
Right.
And accept it for what it is.
Right.
Because you're just struggling too much.
Not only that, but we always seem to drag a lot of our baggage, you know, on our back. And we really don't need to. All we have to do is just give it up to God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let it go.
God says, I'll take that, you know. He's up
24/7. Okay. I think that kind of makes a lot of sense with maybe my daughter's father.
Right.
That's a really something that I really let that bother me a lot. So I think that makes a lot of sense with my situation with him.
So, main thing is he has to deal with karma.
Yeah.
Whatever he has done or said or did or whatever, that's all stuff that he has to deal with.
Right.
Yeah.
He's gone through his karmic will.
Yeah. Yeah. The main thing is you want to get off that will. And
right.
You need to deal with what he has to deal with.
Right. I think that part of what I'm struggling with is I don't know how I want to, and I feel like I'm fighting to, but I don't know if it that's another confusing thing for me. I only can deal with what I can now, but it's like a process, and I know that I need to not let what he does affect me. But,
I've always told Adrian, how do you eat an elephant? Do you know how to eat an elephant?
No.
One bite at a time.
Okay.
One bite at a time.
But I guess you're
going,
yeah.
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 See, we're the ones who make everything big.
Right.
And it's really not that big.
It isn't. I know.
No.
And it always works out. And there's always
and it
like
always
a,
works
a,
out.
Right.
Just when we
out.
Think it's the worst, it always works out.
It does.
Yeah.
So it just don't want to waste my energy on that. And
no.
I understand.
The main thing is only invest your energy in the things that you get a return.
Okay.
If not, you're going to waste that energy.
There has to be balance.
It has to be balanced.
Yep.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Okay.
Does this give you a better understanding?
Yes, it does. I feel much better.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. And feel free to, you know, go on our show anytime.
Okay.
Because we're here. help you any way we can.
All right. I really appreciate that, and I appreciate
your time.
You're welcome.
Remember, you're not working alone.
Right.
You do have friends. You do have your angels, and God, you know, watches over you all the time.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and now, do you have something to share?
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a good evening.
You have a wonderful evening.
Okay.
Adrian?
All right, let's go to the next car from the 212 area. You're on the air.
Hi, it's me again. I'm just listening.
I feel there's something that you need to ask.
I need to ask something?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yesterday you were talking about me, like, ignoring things and digging my head in the sand, and then we got disconnected, so I was wondering what you were picking up.
Okay. It sounds like your voice is still... you're still having some blockages in your voice?
Yeah, but it's gotten a lot better because I ate like a habanero pepper and some green juice. So I think it's killing all the bacteria now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to drink every day habanero pepper, regardless of how disgusting it is with my green juice.
Wonderful. Adrian, is there something that you want to share?
Yeah, I feel like I'm having a hard time putting myself out there. I'm really not wanting to put myself out there. I'm a little lazy about it. But I know that I can't. I know that I want to use my power. I just don't, it's just not coming. Meaning, like, I want to put myself out there and use my power, and I'm not using my power. It's just basically dead. And there's a boy in
Can
my
I
classroom.
Mention something?
Yeah.
I want Kingdom to share with you about that, about God's time and when things are going to come into place for you. Kingdom, can you share about God's time clock?
Yes. Okay. Basically, God's timing in a way that if it was meant to be, it will be. If you are chosen, have you chosen, is it you that has chosen yourself, or is it God that has chosen you? You see, there's two different things. Because there's a lot of people, it's either you have it or you don't. It's either you have the gift to work or you don't, and that gift can only come from the Creator. Okay? Gifts itself, it's not something that basically man can give you, okay? If you are born with it, it could be manifested. If you get the right person, it could be trained. Also, it could also be trained by the Holy Spirit. Also, God himself, the angels can train you. It depends on your contract, who's going to be training you. But if you don't have anything, basically, or you just don't have any gifts at all, I just do not see how is it going to be possible to do the work that you're supposed to be doing. Because not everyone came here to do light work, you know, light work. No, it's not made for everyone. Not everyone was made to be a prophet. Not everyone was made to be a doctor or lawyer. you know, maybe, you know, you want to be a doctor, but that doesn't mean that, you know, you were created to be one, you see? So you have to know on your own that were you called? And if you were called, and if the gift does exist inside of you, it will develop in God's timing and not yours, your timing. Because sometimes when we take matter into our own hands and we push things before it's time, then it becomes something that's premature. And when something is premature, like a child, when it's born prematurely, there's a lot of things missing that the child has not been fully developed in order for it to survive on its own. Okay? So if you have the gifts, you have to give it time to be developed. If you are gifted and if this gift came, really truly came from a higher source, then in its own time, it will birth out of you. But if you don't have any gifts and you're trying to do something, basically you're heading yourself to destruction. And at the same time, those gifts cannot be birthed out premature before its time. Otherwise, you will not be able to survive or I'm talking about spiritually, or to function or to operate the way that it needs to be operated. So do you know for sure, have you been called? Do you know this? You have to know. This has to come from inside of you. This is not something people can tell you, because people will tell you everything and anything.
Mm-hmm.
This is between you and God, the Creator. It has to be between you and Him, and only Him. Because remember, this is about His work. This is not about man's work. This is not about the human's work. This is not about the spot. No, this has to be between you and Him. So it's His work, he or she.
Yeah. That makes sense. Thank you.
So I want you, when you are feeling better, when you are completely healed, I want you to take time right now to heal yourself. Eat vegetables. Stay away from meat. Stay away from chicken from this time, even if a couple of days or week, however long it's going to take you. I think it's going to be about a couple more days, and you're going to, you know, feel better. I want you to restrain from meat. Eat every meat, period.
I ate fish only lately.
Yeah, but while this thing is in you, if you can only eat fruits and vegetables and drink only water, no sodas, nothing artificial, just water, fruits and vegetables, get back on your feet and clear out this thing that's in you. Once it's clear, and I want you to really take time and go into meditation. What I mean by that, I'm not saying to sit down like Buddha. I'm saying to meditate it between you and God, and to really find out. And block everybody else out, block everything everybody else is saying.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Okay.
I wanted to know why the guy thought that I was in denial about certain things.
And again, like I say, you need to forget about what everyone is saying to you. At the end of the day, this is between you and God, and that's all that matters.
Okay.
Yeah, because a lot of time, remember that people will come into our life to mislead us. You know, there are people that are sent into our lives on contract. You know, and they come in all kind of size and shapes. You know, it's the same devil but in different suits. You know, it's the same thing, it's the same story. So, you know, if you were meant, example, you probably were meant to be a senator, and they will come and say, no, you were meant to be a doctor, or you were meant to do this, and, you know, no, you have to know. This is between you, because this is your contract now. This is your life. This is about you now. You have to know inside. So this is why when everything is clear up you will find the answer that you are seeking. You will find out. But don't worry about people saying you're in denial. No, nobody knows you better than the one that created you. And that's the Creator. He knows you better than everybody else.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm not going to tell you anything. The reason why I'm not going to tell you anything or say anything to you, because I'm not allowed to. This is something that you got to find out on your own, and you will seek it, and you will find it on your own.
Yeah, I just hope that I won't be a lazy person not doing the work. You know what I mean? I don't want to be a lazy person not putting myself out there and becoming independent financially. I'm just really, like, am I going to be useless, or am I going to be a useful person? You know what I mean? Like, I'm...
Yeah. Well, you know, there are other talents that you can use. If you have gifts and talents, you know, you can use to become financially independent, you know? Even though, like, this thing right here, you know, this thing that I possess, I just help as I go along the way and throughout my lifetime, you know, but I do not get paid for this, because if I was, you know, depending on this, you know.
I think it's between me and God, and I think I do have to meditate, because if it's according to my ego, it's probably that it's easier to put myself down than to value myself. I think it's like, you know, I'm done with that story. I can throw that in the garbage and start to really appreciate what I do.
Yeah. Just go, you know, you can always call back when you're feeling, you know, when you're back on your feet and this is totally gone, and then when you know you're ready to go into that meditation. That meditation can be just a walk to the park on your own, or if you live away from the city, that's even better. You know, you can just go to the park and just look at the tree and just ground yourself, feel connected, feel one with the flowers and the grass and the wind that's blowing and the energy, you know, the oxygen you're breathing. That's what it's about. Look at the sky. Notice the sun, notice the colors that surround you, the colors of the leaves and the tree, and all that, you become connected and becoming one with the universe, and it will respond, it will answer you back. That's what it is, that's all it is.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and then you will get your answer. Yeah, and even if you have to do that for a couple of days. Maybe you go for day one and nothing happened, and you go back again the second day for your stroll, and just, I know it's not going to be easy, but just ground yourself and for the first time, connect yourself. Start noticing things that you haven't noticed before, the color of the dirt and the floor that you're walking on. You know, maybe there's some animals around, a dog walking. Just look at the dog and notice and say, wow, look at that. Look what has manifested. Look what the Creator has, you know, put here, you know. Even if it's a fly or, you know, the birds, you know, anything. And as that happens, once you can get connected to one thing, and you're going to start feeling connected to everything else, and you're going to see.
Thank you.
No problem. Okay?
Thank you.
Roy, is there anything you'd like to share with her about that?
I just wanted to share that, you know, everything that Kingdom was saying, you know, that's, you know, you just have to have that, you know, to be more grounded, you know, to be more connected to nature, to be part of oneness, you know, and that's very important, you know, especially where you've been experiencing a lot of, what you're going through is a transformation right now, and there's lessons that you're learning right now. Main thing is to get yourself back, you know, to where you need to be. You know, God
yeah.
has a plan for all of us, and you have to make that connection and find out what those messages are and find out what His plan is for you, whether it be your talents, whether it's your creativity, you know, where, you know, we all have different abilities. You just have to find out, you know, what those are. Main thing is letting go of any kind of negative thoughts, letting go of toxic people, you know, people who downgrade you or they're not there for your highest good. But start focusing and surrounding yourself with positive people, listening to positive music, you know, being around good vibrations, you know, that's
yeah.
going to lift your vibration.
Main thing is
yeah.
just doing
yeah.
What makes you happy in life.
Right.
That'll raise your vibration.
And that's a process of itself. That's a process of itself.
I mean,
yeah.
don't
right.
struggle to do something that you can't do. Like Kingdom says, if it's meant for you to do it, then you'll do it. But if it's not,
right.
you'll struggle.
Then
and
we
then
move
become,
on to the next step.
You know, you become destructive inside, and you're thinking, why can't I do this? Why can't... I have a friend named Reed. He was trying to read the tarot. He kept saying, I'm going to give up. This is too hard. It isn't working for me. And I finally told him, that's not what God wants for you. That's not your plan. So he found his spiritual path. He said, I'm just going to follow the Celtic stuff. I'm not going to do any reading publicly. And just follow what the goddess wants.
What?
See, now
sorry?
He's following Christian.
He's not what?
Wasn't meant to him. I said he's following the goddess. He's not following the wrong path. Now he's on the right path because he's following his heart, you know, given up what he can't do. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Something
yeah,
he can't
know.
Do. That's not in the contract for him. It's not right for him.
Right.
That's why a lot of people get into jobs that they hate because, like Roy says, they hate it because that's not what they're meant to be doing. They're meant to be doing what they love.
Right.
Oh, well, people.
And I guarantee you'll never, ever be happy working for anybody else but yourself. Isn't that right, Roy?
Right.
You have to find what makes you happy and stick with it.
Yeah.
Well, what makes me happy is to be with my soulmate and have a kid and to do spiritual things and be with God, do God stuff, do things for God. That's what I like.
Yeah.
If that makes
and,
you happy,
and,
then
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
If that
and
makes
that will
you happy,
come.
Then
yeah, that will come.
And that's interesting because we're all going through some kind of growth. Main thing is we have to go through the steps. And you don't go from step A and jump all the way to step, you know, K or you know, you have to go through each step.
I mean, you never know what happiness is unless you experience some kind of pain in your life. And you never know what you're going to experience if you don't try something the first time. And if you don't like it, then don't do it. If you like it,
right.
it makes you happy, then do it. It's just that simple. It's not complicated. Chicken is chicken. Right?
Yep.
Right? Not complicated.
That's all we have. We're the ones who make everything complicated. A lot of it has to do with our way of thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And stop stop listening to other people. One more thing I wanted to add and to tell her, you know, to stop and listening to other people, because when it comes down to everything, you're going to have to live this life. You know, you came here on your own, and you're going to exit out of here on your own. And that's how it works. So, you're going to have to live this life. You're going to have to live out your contract, whatever you signed, whatever that was in it. And this is why once you become grounded and you get in contact with everything that surrounds you, with nature and everything, with the God that's inside of you, then everything will take place on its own, and then you'll find the answer that you have been seeking. Yeah.
And that's interesting, because Jesus said, I never said it would be easy. I just said it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did Jesus say that? I never knew that it was Jesus that said it.
Yeah.
I heard it. I never knew it came from him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, bless.
Close your ears out. Yeah, and start living for yourself and stop living for other people. Yeah, this is your time now. This is your time right now.
Because other people will just drag you down in the end. They can make all kinds of promises in the world, but doesn't mean they'll keep them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and cause you confusion, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that's interesting, because I just talked to the last caller and I mentioned her about this lady that we met, and she had a connection with Lemuria, and that was another continent, you know, like Atlantis, and she learned some of the language, and one of the language she learned was the word was Esbavo, and Esbavo